And finally this week, a trash and treasure which takes us back to 1937. Sue Turnbull, who's an academic as well as the Radio National Breakfast television reviewer, is here to talk about Pepe Le Moko, starring one of the giants of the French screen, Jean Gabin. And this one's directed by Julien Duvivier. The film is often talked about as a landmark example of French poetic realism, which was a fair influence on film noir, and you can see some elements of noir here. Pepe is a Parisian thief with a small gang of followers in the labyrinthine world of Algiers, Casbah. Pepe steals only from the wealthy. The working class love him, so much so the police are never able to lay a hand on him so long as he stays in the Casbah. But Pepe's luck changes when he falls in love with a beautiful woman who draws him out of the Casbah towards his inevitable fate. Sacha Fegan spoke with Sue Turnbull.
I think it's an important film because it's been forgotten, but it was in fact incredibly influential, and it made the career of Jean Gabin. He became an international star as a result of this film. It was also the year in which he made La Grande Illusion with Renoir, and it rocketed him into certain kinds of stratospheric heights internationally. It's been re-released on this glorious print, and that it enables us to rediscover a film that's been forgotten. And Duvivier himself has kind of been forgotten and overwhelmed by people like Renoir and Carnet. But he made almost 70 films.
It's amazing.
He was a significant film director. Mm-hmm. But the film was also stylistically very, very accomplished and clearly influenced a whole range of people and a whole range of film styles.
The style of the film is very interesting because it is a precursor to film noir later on, and it's an example that people talk about of poetic realism.
Well, Duvivier is regarded as one of the forerunners. The director Duvivier is regarded as one of the primary people who an exponent of this particular style of poetic realism. And and what that means is that they were realistic in the sense that they dealt with working class people on the margins, and coming out of French literature which dealt with real people, real experiences. But the poetic comes in because the way in which they're represented is highly stylized. So you get a combination of documentary shots and location shots of the Casbah, of Algiers, of the place, of the harbour. But then you also cut to these extraordinary studio sets in which these characters are framed and lit in very expressionist ways. Gabin himself is clearly objectified. The camera adores him, and it takes in his whole body. I mean, we see him
right down to his feet and his shoes. And
we see him from the feet up. You know, the first time we see him, it's his exquisite shoes. He is a dandy. His trousers are always pressed.
He's a dandy, and he does look like a working class man. He's got the sort of sun lines on his face and a kind of a rugged sort of masculinity to him as well.
Absolutely. He's not a classical beauty. This is the face of a criminal. He's like a Robin Hood. There is a clear morality that whatever he's doing for good reason.
Pepe Le Moko, c'est cette escarpe dont on parle tant.
C'est ce grand voyou.
Vous l'avez revu?
Ce matin.
And I think that morality comes out in terms of how loved he is by the other inhabitants of the Casbah. He's so protected that the police just can't get to him at all. Even they can go into the Casbah, they can talk to him, they can have a cup of tea or a glass of whiskey with him or something, but they know they just can't arrest him in there because everyone would turn against them.
Absolutely. And the Casbah closes around him. You know, there's a way in which he kind of disappears into it, and it shuts its doors on the outside world. That is his world. Even though, and he does say within the film, that he experiences it as a prison also. Pepe is the centre of our attention the whole way through, and he's set up as so much more charismatic and attractive than the police and the very nasty Inspector Slimane, who sounds as slimy
as he is his name,
as his name, who is out to get him. So he is definitely our hero, and at the end of the film, we are behind the bars watching the ship sail away that was going to take Pepe back to Paris and to his world that he's lost.
Pepe! Pepe! Je m'en pardon.
Sue Turnbull there on Pepe Le Moko, which is available on DVD, and there's a beautiful edition in the Criterion Collection. And that's the show this week. Thanks so much to Paul Goff, to Nadjat El Ghorli, and to John Diamond. I'm Julie Reig. See you in the front stalls.